Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we're a mother-daughter team of sales trainers out of South Central Texas, sharing the, oh my gosh, I am doing two things at once, and so this isn't working as well as I had hoped. But
here, Mom, you take over.
A,
I'll take over the intro. You work on things with Sam here. So we are a mother-daughter team based out of South Central Texas, bringing the professional sales training system that has changed lives across the globe to our listeners to help grow their businesses, to grow their revenue, and to make their dreams come true by giving them the lifestyle they desire through their businesses. You know, we teach that there are three keys to success: the inner game, the outer game, and action. And, you know, every single week we work hard to make sure that we're going to deliver all three.
Oh, nobody can hear me. All right.
We are, for those of you who can't tell, having technical troubles again. I think we are branching out and growing and bringing on guests from all across the globe. And unfortunately, we haven't quite figured out how to make this work seamlessly just yet on the radio show. We will get there, though. I promise. And sooner or later, we will have this perfectly timed out. Today, we are talking about Twitter. You know, I thought this was actually hilarious because I had a meeting this morning with a couple. It's a couple that owns a business here in San Antonio, and they were talking about their marketing. And they said, you know, our son just got back from a weekend marketing class, and he called us up and he said, guys, you got to get on Twitter. And this couple looks at me, and they're both in their, you know, late 50s.
I can hear you.
And they,
okay.
We can hear you too, Mom.
Okay, can everybody hear? Can you hear Sam? Sam, talk. Okay, can you hear her? Are we getting feedback, Stephanie?
Very, very, very faintly. Not well enough yet.
Not well enough? Okay. The radio show's on.
So,
okay.
I'm turning up her volume. Okay, I'm turning up her volume, and I'm going to set my phone closer to the mic because she's more important than I am today. So let me get the phone next to the mic, and then you tell me how this works, okay? All right? Sound, can you be patient with us? Okay, now I can't hear you. Oh, I can hear you now. I don't know. Ah, okay. This is so much fun. Okay. Can you hear her now, Stephanie, or is she too faint?
Nope.
Can't hear?
Can't hear.
Okay.
Yeah?
I heard something there.
You heard something. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and keep talking for our listeners about Twitter, and then as soon as we
okay.
get Sam,
let me finish
here,
with
we can
Sam on
hear
lab,
her.
And then we'll be on. Okay. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Sounds great.
We'll
why don't you
back.
Go? That's
thanks.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. Mute
okay,
me up.
So.
Mute me.
Sure thing. So let's talk about.
Sorry,
let me go ahead and
we don't think
get her
to
muted
get it,
here.
We don't think you'd be able to get it on the radio and on Blab at the same time.
All right. So just Stephanie here. I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about Twitter. So this couple is talking to me over breakfast, and they said, our son says we need to be on Twitter. And I started just laughing a little bit, and they're like, we don't tweet or twit or I don't know what we're supposed to be doing. Tweet or trot or what? I don't get it. I don't get this. It's a little bit over our heads. And I laughed and I said, you know, the number one thing that I teach people when it comes to social media marketing is to pick the platform that is most relevant to you and start slow and start small. Pick the platform that has your target market on it and start, and it's going to be great. You do one tweet. You know, I joked. I said, look, when I did Twitter the first time, I tweeted about three times, and then I didn't tweet again for about 2 years. And they laughed, but I wasn't really joking. You know, I said it as a joke, but it's true. because anytime you go to add a new social media platform, it's a little bit intimidating. But I've got to tell you guys, it really is that important. It really is that helpful. We spent the past few months actually talking about social media, blogging and Periscope and Blab and all these new platforms out there, because in case you've been living under a rock, there's a new social media platform coming out pretty much every single month. And you want to pick the ones that are going to be most relevant. So let's talk a little bit about Twitter. I'll give you some basics, and then hopefully we'll get Sam on here. Sam, by the way, is apparently the tweeting goddess. She's from Ireland, and she'll share how she got started tweeting and how you can grow your business using Twitter and Blab. And for those of you who don't know, Twitter is connected to, or Blab is connected to Twitter. Periscope is connected to Twitter. So because these are kind of all interlinked together, it's kind of like Facebook and Instagram, and because they're already all connected together, the great news is it's not that hard. So what I recommend you do is if you're freaking out a little bit over all these new platforms out there, just start with Twitter. So let's talk about Twitter, a little background here for you guys. 140 characters. The idea is you talk and you hashtag and you share and you connect through these hashtags. You pick up followers. Your followers are people who are interested in hearing what you have to say. You find other people to follow that also have things that you want to hear, because, you know, the good news is you're not the only person out there. So there's, you know, I hate to be the first person to break that to you, but there's lots of really great information out there on Twitter. And oftentimes it's really short, really inspirational. In fact, I was reading a book this week, and it was talking about how Twitter has redefined headlines. And so since Twitter has redefined headlines, Twitter has made it relevant to have your headline of under 140 characters. And it sounds like we've got Mom and Sam back on. Are you two there?
I'm on. Sam is going to join us via, she's going to call in.
Okay, so there was a little bit of,
we're going to try this another time, a different way, but what we'll do, for those of you that are listening live with us, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and bring, can you still hear me, Sam? Sam, can you still hear me? Okay, so Sam, and I have another Tristan on there, we're trying to figure this out, but I don't think it's, I think we're just going to do it the old-fashioned way. and then what we're going to do after the radio show is then we're going to go to Blab, and people can communicate with us at Blab. So I think that's what we're going to do. Right, Sam?
I don't know what's happening. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so Sam is still coming through really faint, Mom. So let me go ahead and if she's going to go ahead and call in, why don't
I'm going to go ahead and
let me. Okay. Yep, awesome. So I'll keep working on the whole. Keep working on the whole Twitter thing here, talking about this. So when I started tweeting, you know, I had a slight leg up. First of all, you know, I'm right at that age where social media makes sense to me. But I also had a really great book that I started with, a book called Jab, 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 Right Hook by Gary Vaynerchuk. And it's a really great, for those of you who are kind of, you know, brand new to the whole social media revolution and wanting a book that's going to give you the basics on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Instagram, LinkedIn, I think Tickled, Pinterest, Vine. I think he covers all those ones. I know he at least covers the ones I cared about, which for me was Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, and he talks about how to get the most out of it. And what he talks about, you know, when I hear the complaint all the time about my social media marketing doesn't work, the first thing that tells me is that this person is doing social media marketing wrong. Same thing goes for Twitter as goes on Facebook. Add value, put a little something out there. You know, I share pictures, I share links to articles, I share links to blogs, I share links to videos, and then I'll just share really great little one-liners. You know, yesterday I'm driving, and this great thought popped into my head. You know, everybody has doubt. The great ones don't let that doubt define them. So I pull up my little thing, my little helper on my phone. I said, send tweet. And I had my little helper send the tweet. Now, of course, there was a little typo in the tweet. Thank you so much, Samsung Voice. But it really can be that simple. It's about those one-liners, those moments that you get in your head, because we all get them. And if you just start paying attention to those one-liners, you'll be amazed at how many you actually have every single day coming through your head going, hey, here's the difference. Here's the difference. Here's a thought. Try this. I mean, a lot of times they're based in stuff other people have to say. But you come up with your own stuff too. So let's talk about how do you actually make money out of Twitter? Because this is kind of the topic everyone wants to know, right? If I'm going to put time into Twitter, I want to make some money out of this, right? So here's what I recommend you do. Same thing I recommend you do on Facebook. Same thing I recommend you do on LinkedIn. You post something of value, and then you post something of value, and then you post something of value, and you see who interacts. And then you strike up a conversation with them and get to know them. Get to know who they are, what their struggles are. You know, if you're posting information that's relevant to your business and people are interacting with it, people are responding to it. People respond to something on social media, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, don't care what it is. They respond because there's an emotional connection. They like it. It made them feel good. It made them think about something. People respond because you create emotional connection. And if they're responding, if they're interacting with you, it's because they have something for you in return. If they are interacting with something you post, it's because they have something for you in return. You know, I post something out there about building your business great for 2016. Someone retweets it or sends me a message and says, thanks so much, this was just what I needed today. And I'm like, that's exactly what I need to know, because now I know that they've got something for me to help them out with. You know, the other side of Twitter is that you get your followers, let's say you're a retail store, and you get your followers to like you and follow along. You're posting, and you're posting, and you're posting, and you're posting, and they're not interacting. You're getting a little frustrated, right? It's a hypothetical situation. The retail store, you're posting, you're posting, you're posting, they're not interacting, you're getting upset, you're getting frustrated. Something to keep in mind is that especially when it's, you know, when it's retail, what you're doing there is basically drip marketing. Do you realize it takes 12 to 15 touches before someone recognizes you, before someone acts on information they've been given? 12 to 15 touches. So for every 12 to 15 tweets you send out, you're going to usually be able to get someone to act on something they've seen. So let's say you're a retail store and you get some great new jeans in. What I don't recommend is posting 12 to 15 times all at once on those jeans. Instead, post two or three times on the jeans. Move on to another topic, also on clothing. Then a few days later, you come back and you post again on the jeans. And a few days later, you come back and you post again on the jeans. And you just bring them up, and sooner or later, people are going to go, hey, I need to go check out these jeans. These are obviously super cool jeans. But here's the other thing to keep in mind. For every 15 that you post, your followers are likely to see 5. So in order to get them to the 12 to 15, you're going to have to post a lot more than 12 to 15 times. Just don't do it all back-to-back. You don't want to upset your followers. And you'll get a bunch of unfollowers if they get bored. Here's the other thing to do is interact, talk back to them. You know, Twitter has this really cool hashtag search. So you can go in and you can search on Twitter for people who are talking about, you know, let's say it's I'm trying to think of a jean brand. Faded Glory. Say it's a brand new set of Faded Glory jeans. And so you go in there and you run a search for people who are talking about jeans. You run a search for people who are talking about Faded Glory jeans. And you start a conversation with them. You know, that's one of the cool things about Twitter that I never really even noticed before. But you've got, I said never really noticed, sorry. I said I never really noticed it before. I never really noticed it before I started working on Twitter. But you can go in and you can find someone's tweet. You see, everyone's tweets are available to everyone unless you make your profile private. So if everyone's tweets are available to everyone, you can go in and find someone's tweet. You have no clue who that person is, but they're talking about Faded Glory jeans. You can strike up a conversation with them, and no one on Twitter thinks it's weird. I know. Kind of hard to wrap your mind around. But you go run a search on Twitter. So let's back this up a second. You're doing all your posting, just like you're supposed to. You're posting about your blog. You're posting about articles you find. Posting inspirational quotes, you're posting pictures, posting all this great stuff that's relevant to your business. Fun, interesting, relevant. That's only half the Twitter battle. You know, you're hashtagging your posts, which again, like I told the people this morning, just do one or two hashtags, whatever you can think of. Hashtag jeans, hashtag faded glory. And then the more you do it, the more you'll come up with more hashtags to use. So don't stress yourself out about that. But then you go, so you're making your posts. You've got half the battle down there. Now you go and you start running searches through the Twitter search. And you find other people who are talking about Faded Glory jeans or jeans in general. And you start to interact with them. You know, you've got someone who says, man, I hate it when my jeans don't last
Stephanie,
more than 6 months.
Stephanie, we have success. She's on.
Awesome.
Hello, Samantha.
Hi.
Oh, are you there?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah. Oh.
Brilliant. So we're live. On blog.
We're live.
Is there feedback?
All right.
Just
well,
hear it? Okay, great. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sam. Nice to have you here. So real quick intro. We've got about 12 minutes left. I want to make the entire time about Sam here. Sam is the whiz at Twitter, the Twitter goddess, the tweeting goddess. Sorry, I've got to get your title correct here.
Okay.
Sam helps people grow their businesses through Twitter-related platforms. So tell me, Sam, I don't know as much about you as my mom does. I know she's been chatting with you quite a bit more than I have, but how did you get started on Twitter?
Well, I had my own business about 3 years ago, and I didn't have any marketing budget. And my sister set me up on Twitter and said, here, go ahead, use that. And I just looked at her and I went, okay. And I had no clue what I was doing. But I started using Twitter to market my business. It was a first period gift box for girls. And it was something I came up with just out of necessity because I had my own daughters, you know. And I just felt it was unfair. There was no little gift that a lone father, for example, could give their daughter if they got to that awkward milestone. So I'm afraid it is going to happen to all your little girls. Guys, but really, I just started marketing it then on Twitter, and I just got really good on it because in the evenings when the kids went to bed, I was a lone parent at the time. I was quite lonely, and I just started chatting to people, and I didn't realize I was building relationships. I was just like, you know, talking to people, and it turned out that I was building relationships. So I just got really good on it and started using Twitter as part of my marketing strategy then.
Well, you know, Sam, I think one of the things that people ask and a lot is, yeah, how often should I tweet? Can I do it like once a week? How about once a day? What do you recommend for people and when they're tweeting, especially if they're trying to promote a business?
Oh, definitely. You need to be honest at least once a day. But to be honest, 10 tweets a day is what I do for my clients. So I would hit busy times on Twitter, like, for example, the morning commute is a busy time. Do you ever notice people are on their phones on the train and stuff? coffee break is another one. And lunchtime is very busy for B2B. And then if the best time really for small business owners is between 9 and 11 at night. Hence, I'm very tired usually. But, you know, definitely I would recommend 10 to be effective. You need to start building relationships anyway first. You don't just start selling. You don't really start selling until you have about 500 followers, I recommend. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So if you're tweeting 10 times a day, what do you tweet about?
Articles to do with your business. Show yourself as the expert in what you do and start blogging about what you do. Start talking about things that are relevant to your followers. Let's say you're in the bridal industry. Start talking to other potential brides and other suppliers, like maybe wedding bands, or talk to the wedding favor girls and stuff. You know, start building relationships with those guys, because if they're visiting a bride about their wedding favors, you know, and you're a wedding band, then, you know, maybe they're going to, the bride might say, God, I still haven't decided on my band. And then she could say, oh, well, actually, I do know a band. Why don't you try these guys? You know, so, you know, just because they're in the same business doesn't mean they're actually competitors, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that?
Yeah, oh, no. Yes, I did.
We did.
Go ahead, Mom.
I'm trying to do two things at once, too. So we're a little disjointed today. Speaking of
weddings.
That's
what happens when you talk to an Irish person on the phone, you see. That's what happens when you get an Irish person involved.
I know. And I'm looking at two of you on Blab while we're doing this, which is a lot of fun. But, you know, what do you do when you don't have anything to tweet about? I mean, I look at your stuff and I kind of mirror you, because you are now my Twitter role model. But, you know, not everybody knows about you. So what do they tweet about when they don't know what to tweet about?
If you don't know what to tweet about, then you're in trouble anyway, for starters, because you need to sell yourself and show yourself as the expert in what you do. So start putting out interesting articles. Even if they're not yours, you can actually get other people's interesting articles and start retweeting them, or saying, look, I think this article is really good. It's really relevant. What do you think? And then say via whoever wrote the article. So always give credit to whoever wrote the article. And two things will happen there. You're showing that you're knowledgeable about your area, and you're also helping the person who wrote the article by sharing it. So they're happy for you to share it. And also, inspirational quotes are always popular. Content is everything, like from pictures. If you have a picture of, if you find a beautiful picture of a flower or something, you know, it's to do with brides. So take the picture of the flower and say, gosh, these flowers would be lovely in a bouquet or something. You know, it's all content. So don't be afraid to just put up pictures that you come across and stuff. I actually want to mention Tristan here as well from All Things Networking, because he helped us with our tech issues today. Thank you, Tristan. So, really it's like, you know, content is just like, it's blog posts, it's articles that are relevant. You could take a picture of a pair of shoes in the window and say, oh, aren't these absolutely gorgeous if you're in the bridal industry? Because your followers will be interested in that. And they might say, oh, where's that shop? Oh my gosh, they're gorgeous. And then you're helping people at the same time by putting out information. People on Twitter want information. They want discounts, more so than freebies, by the way. They want discounts, they want information, good content, and they want to be entertained. So don't be afraid to be yourself. You know, you can be a bit more quirky on Twitter. You can be a bit more relaxed. It's not LinkedIn. You know, so don't be afraid to be yourself and to come out with funny things and come out with stuff that's relevant to your industry.
I love it. People like quirky, people like funny, people like discounts. But, yeah, that's stuff that I know they like quirky. I know they like funny. I didn't know they like discounts over giveaways. That is absolutely awesome news, especially for all of our people out there who are wondering how to get a conversion out of Twitter.
Yeah. You can get conversions on Twitter. I used to run a hotel account. Hotels are a lovely account, though. They're an easy sell if it's a nice hotel. Oh, that rhymes. They're an easy sell if it's a nice hotel. That's actually good, isn't it? But
tagline. Put that one on Twitter.
We're creating taglines right here. This hotel, clicks to sale went up 15%, because I used to search out anyone. If you go to the search box on Twitter and look for anyone that mentions the word stress, anyone that mentions the word need a break, anyone like that, you can actually use the Twitter search for that kind of thing. And that's the easy way to find your clients. If you're in the bridal industry, search out the hashtag wedding hour. Search out the hashtag bride, hashtag groom, hashtag engaged, even better. You know, I just got engaged.
Right.
Christmas is a great time for searching for these guys. Christmas, Valentine's. Look for that. Just got engaged. So excited.
That's
I just got
awesome.
Engaged.
That's awesome. That's perfect. You know, I was... one of the next questions we've got for you is, what is the importance of hashtags? So since we're on that topic, why don't we jump ahead to there? What do you think the importance of hashtags is?
Oh, hugely important for creating communities of your own. You can actually create a hashtag and create your own little community. Like, for example, like I mentioned, wedding hour. You know, wedding hour mm-hmm. is a hashtag that people in the bridal industry all communicate on. There's Irish beauty hour. You can create a hashtag related to your industry. You can create a group of people that come together every week at the same time on this hashtag. I have Twitter mad is my hashtag. And I just, now it's already been used by other people, but that's kind of become my trademark. People, when they tweet me, they actually put the hashtag Twitter Magic in because they associate me with that. You can create your own little kind of, like a tagline on Twitter, hashtag love to give, hashtag beautiful bride. You know, you can create your own ones, but it's great because people will search for these terms. People will search for hashtag California, you know. People will be actively searching these hashtags. So search out, if you're in the hotel industry, by the way, travel is the most popular hashtag, by the way. Travel, more so than hotels.
Oh.
So use the hashtag
really?
Travel. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Really quick, we don't have much time left, Sam. I'm sorry we didn't give you much time, but we will be on Blab after this. So find us on Blab. If you have a Twitter account, you can get on Blab super easy. You just have to sign in with your Twitter account, and then you can join us for the after conversation on Blab. But really quick, we want to ask you about automation. And I know there's a lot of controversy out there about automation, and I want to get your take on it before we're closing down. Of course,
okay.
We can continue this on Blab as well.
Okay, well, if you have an automatic DM that people, when they follow you, get rid of it. If your Facebook is linked to Twitter, get rid of that as well, because I will never, ever, ever click on a Facebook link, and I will also never respond to an auto DM. But that's just me, but I have to say I did do a little survey on this before, and a lot of people said the same thing, that they don't like auto DMs. If you want to thank somebody for following you, thank them in public. You know, just thank them in public. Automation is okay for certain things. Okay, you can schedule tweets for busy times and stuff like that on Twitter. I do schedule the odd tweets if I'm not going to be around or if I know it's going to be a busy hashtag or something I'm joining in. But the important thing is, if you're going to auto schedule something, that you are there to engage if somebody actually responds to that tweet. So the important thing is to have your notifications on all the time so that if someone does ask you a question, you respond to it definitely within those hours. Usually it's better within the hour, and it's even better within 10 minutes.
Yeah, you know, social media, it's all about speed, and it's all about the conversation. So I think that's the biggest takeaway I take from this whole thing, is that it's about conversation. And when you have a conversation, you build relationships. You know, do you feel that's a fairly accurate assessment of Twitter and Twitter marketing?
Yeah, it's all about people and how you treat people. And this is the problem, that big brands are not actually doing this. They're not engaging with their clients. They're not engaging with their customers. You can see some big companies, they have 50,000 followers and they're following like 400. Somebody just asked me in the comment section, did I just say get rid of Facebook links to Twitter? Yes, I did. Absolutely. Disconnect your Facebook to your Twitter. Nobody likes to click on a Facebook link. We're on Twitter. We don't, like, we're a bit snobby about Facebook, actually. So I don't even have a snobby thing. I don't know. I am saying that it looks really bad as well. Now, it doesn't matter if you do it the odd time, if you're also actively tweeting. I will emphasize that because I know that some people are time poor and they need to do that. In answer to your other question, though, definitely people. It's all about people, and the more people realize this, it's all about people and how you make them feel and how you treat them. Assisting others is huge. My top tips would be assist others, engage, keep away from controversy, keep it positive, and just sit on the fence a bit if people ask your opinion. It's different to do with your business. If somebody complains, deal with the complaint, bring it offline. Just say, oh, sorry you're feeling that way. Would you like to direct message us your contact details? We will be in touch straight away. Take it offline straight away.
Yeah, you know, and I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. We got about 15 seconds left here. I really do want to have you back on. You've obviously got a lot more information for us. Guys, if you are interested, connect with Samantha at tweeting goddess on Twitter. Reach out to her. Have a conversation. Remember, that's what this is all about. thank you guys so much for joining us, for sticking through the technical difficulties. I know these last 10 minutes have definitely been worth it. So thank you guys. This has been awesome. Thank you, Samantha, for coming on with us. This was really good. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. We'll talk with you again next week. I'm here, Stephanie, here for Anna. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest Central Texas, and just for today, Ireland, too. Have a great week, guys.
Bye.